محمد ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم اما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم انا نحن نزلنا الذكر وانا له لحافظون صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم خيركم من تعلم القران وعلمه او كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى اله واصحابه اجمعين علماء اکرام respected elders and dear friends we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah rabbul izzat has given us this opportunity of sitting in this mubarak gathering any gathering wherein the quran majid is recited is a mubarak gathering and furthermore that gathering in which the khatam of the Qur'an Majid is made is even more mubarak. Such a gathering draws the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the anwarat from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are pouring down on such a gathering. Such a gathering at the end of which a person makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Rabbul Izzat accepts the dua of a person after the khatam of the Qur'an Majid. Such is the auspiciousness of such a gathering. There is no doubt in that. Because this is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Qur'an Majid, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowing a person with iman, the greatest gift that a person can have is the gift of iman. And the second greatest gift that Allah Rabbul Izzat can give any person is to make him from the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And being part of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Rabbul Izzat has favored us tremendously. And one of the greatest gifts that Allah Rabbul Izzat has given this ummah is the gift of Qur'an Majid, the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Qur'an Majid was recited in the heavens by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even before the creation of man. Such is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, respected friends and elders, this kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is so great. It is so great, and the person who recites it, the person who teaches it, or the person who learns it, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمْ. The best amongst you is the person who teaches the Qur'an or learns the Qur'an. And respected friends and elders, every single one of us is part of one of these two categories. Our entire life, that young child who is at home, and the mother is seeing to that child, the first madrasa of the child is at that home in the lap of the mother. And she is of this, the category of this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, khayrukum, she is teaching that child to leave alif, alif, ba, recognizing the huruf, the alphabets of the Arabic language. She is introducing this child to Qur'an. She is khayrukum. And that child, khayrukum man ta'allama al-Qur'ana wa'allama. That child is learning this alif and ba and recognizing these alphabets. This child is learning the Qur'an Majid. Respected friends and elders, this Qur'an, this kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is something that we have to work and we have to make an effort to throughout our life. That child from that very elementary stages is learning the Qur'an Majid, Alif, Ba'ata, whatever it is. And thereafter that child begins to read the Qur'an Majid. Someone makes hifz of the Qur'an Majid. And thereafter the person after becoming in hafiz, then he goes to a madrasa. He probably does some qiraat of the Qur'an Majid. He learns the meaning of the Qur'an Majid. After learning the meaning of the Qur'an Majid, a person learns the tafsir of the Qur'an Majid. And after learning the tafsir of the Qur'an Majid, a person goes into the depth of the understanding of the Qur'an Majid. And wallahi, my dear respected friends and elders, a person can spend his entire life, dedicate his entire life towards the learning of the Qur'an Majid. Respected friends and elders, he probably will get a very small portion of it. This is the kalam of Allah. We mentioned last week, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of the great qualities Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had been granted, he was Jawami'ul Kalim. When he would say something, it would be a small statement. But the statement of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so much of knowledge could be derived from it. What can we say about the kalam of Allah? Every single ayat, sometimes so much different tafsirs and explanations of it. So respected friends and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this great gift of Quran. The question is, what is our bond and connection with the Quran? What is our bond and connection with the Quran? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was an embodiment of the Quran. He was literally the walking Quran. Someone asked, what was the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The reply was, kana khuluquhu al-Quran. His akhlaq was the Quran. Look at the Quran. This was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, respected friends and elders, he was tasked with this great amanat of giving the message to the ummah of to come after. And he was a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This riwayat comes in Bukhari Sharif. One person by the name of Aus, he was from the Thaqafi tribe. He says, our tribe, some people from the tribe had come to Madinatul Munawwara. And on this occasion, when they had come to Madinatul Munawwara, so they were learning, they came to learn Islam from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the Sahara. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, out of his, what we would say, a tight schedule, would take out time every night for this Thaqafi tribe, for these people from the tribe, to teach them about Islam. And every night, for a certain time, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would come out from his home at a certain time, he would teach these people. This person always says, one night, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't come out at the usual time that he would come out. So they waited for him and waited. After a long time, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came out. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam came out and he explained to them firstly the reason for him being delayed. And he says to these people that I had been delayed because I had not completed the recital of my day of Quran. Subhanallah, respected friends and elders, this is the Nabi of Allah. So this person always says, I didn't ask Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam anything at that time. The following day in the morning, I went to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And I asked them, what is the recital? How much does Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam recite of the Quran in Majid? This was at the latter part of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Much of the Quran had already been revealed. So the Sahaba radiallahu anhu replied and says, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's ma'mool, his tartib is that he divides the Qur'an Majid into 7 portions. And every day he recites one of those 7 portions, which means every week in 7 days he completes the Qur'an Majid. Now this is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this was the ma'mool of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Ulama explained that Sahaba radiallahu anhu would complete one Qur'an every 7 days. 2 Sahaba radiallahu anhu, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent to Yemen. Muaz ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu and Abu Musa Ashari radiallahu anhu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam demarcated to them that these are the areas that you're going to be governing over. These 2 areas. And the departing advices of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says to the 2 Sahaba radiallahu anhu that take out time in your day to go around the area and check on the people. And any time you have any difficulty, any decision to make, then consult with each other. So Sa'd ibn Mu'az ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu, Abu Musa Ashari radiallahu anhu, they both leave for Yemen. They go to Yemen, they've got the areas to look after that they were governing. They carry on for some time governing their areas. One day Mu'az ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu, while going around in his routine check, he came out from the demarcated area that he was in and he goes out to Abu Musa Ashari radiallahu anhu. And he goes and visits him. Respected friends and elders, Sahaba radiallahu anhu were the guiding stars for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The first question Abu Musa Ashari radiallahu anhu asked Muaz ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu. Forget about all the governorship and whatever they were sent there for and whatever it was. The first question Abu Musa Ashari radiallahu anhu asked Muaz ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu, oh Muaz, tell me about your Quran. How much Quran do you recite every day? Muaz ibn Jabir replied and he says, this is the amount of Quran I am reciting. And then Muaz ibn Jabal asked the same question to Abu Musa and he replied accordingly as well. So respected friends and elders, this was the maqam and status that Sahaba and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had given to Quran. We, each and every one of us, starting from myself, we have to ask ourselves, what is our bond and relationship with the Quran? That mashallah, today, a very fortunate two of our young friends are finishing the hifz of the Quran Majid. Such a great achievement. The kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept their efforts, accept the efforts of their parents, their asatiza, all those that are involved. Because this is a joint effort. Every single person puts an effort and then this person completes the Qur'an Majid. So without further ado, inshallah, the first program tonight will be, or the first thing on the program tonight will be the khatam of the Qur'an Majid, Nazra, looking inside. For the first time, these young friends have finished the Qur'an Majid, looking inside. They're the grade 4, grade 5 boys, mashallah to them. And Allah Ta'ala accept their efforts as well. And this is how it should be, respected friends and elders. Our children have to be taught the Qur'an. And you should be pushed to complete the Qur'an, to recite the Qur'an. And all efforts should be made in this line. So we call upon all those boys, inshallah, to complete the Qur'an Majid. Which boys are completing Qur'an?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
قل هو الله أحد
قل هو الله أحد
الله الصمد
الله الصمد
لم يلد ولم يولد
لم يلد ولم يولد
ولم يكن له كفوا أحد
ولم يكن له كفوا أحد
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
قل أعوذ برب الفلق
قل أعوذ برب الفلق
من شر ما خلق
من شر ما خلق
ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب
ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب
ومن شر النفاثات في العقد
ومن شر النفاثات في العقد
ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد
ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
قل أعوذ برب الناس
قل أعوذ برب الناس
ملك الناس
ملك الناس
إله الناس
إله الناس
من شر الوسواس الخناس
من شر الوسواس الخناس
الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس
الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس
من الجنة والناس
من الجنة
والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم
الرحمن الرحيم
مالك يوم الدين
مالك يوم الدين
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم
صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم
صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم
غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
ألف لام ميم
ألف لام ميم
ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه
ذلك
هُدًى لِّلْمُتَّقِينَ الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم
ما شاء الله تقبل الله Allah Ta'ala accept their efforts and respected friends and elders. As we mentioned earlier, that the Qur'an Majeed is something that a person should work towards, and he should make an effort towards recite correct recital. A person is never too late in his life to learn the Qur'an Majeed correctly. A person always, as long as he has life, he can learn the Qur'an Majeed. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali, he would mention this, and he would say, "Log kehte hai ke main bachpan ka hafiz hoon." That people would say that I am a hafiz when I was young, I became a hafiz. And he would say, "Main kehta hoon main bachpan ka hafiz hoon." And I would tell them that I did my hifz at a very late age. Bachpan in Urdu means at 55, whatever the age of what Hazrat Maulana's age was at that time. He had completed his hifz at a very later stage of his life. So respected friends and elders, at all times we should try whatever of the Qur'an Majeed that we can acquire, whether it is from a local alim, whether it is from someone that we can ask to sit down for a few minutes every day and recite, get our recital of the Qur'an Majeed correct. Next on tonight's program will be an address, a bayan inshallah, by our Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Desai Sahib, Damat Barakatuhum. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala keep his shadow over us for a long time. Maulana is the principal of our school. And mashallah, these boys that are completing their hifz and those that have completed before as well, this is all the efforts of Hazrat Maulana. So we call him Hazrat Maulana to come address us.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون صدق الله العظيم وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله تعالى يرفع بهذا الكتاب أقواما ويضع به آخرين أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام علماء الكرام, most respected elders, our mothers and sisters at the madrasa, those who may be listening over streaming. Tonight is an extremely joyous occasion, and especially coming to this masjid, Masjid An-Nur, the mind and the memory goes back to the era of our late Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib, Nawar Allahu Marqadahu, may Allah Ta'ala fill his grave with Noor. Many of these events took place in this very masjid, and many of those advices of Hazrat Maulana Yunus Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi come to mind. And one that just a few minutes ago came to mind, the beautiful words of the late Maulana Yunus Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, used to say, that this Quran Sharif is given to the Hafiz of Quran, of the Hafiz of the Quran Sharif, not through election, but rather through Allah Ta'ala's selection. As Mullah Zakir Sahib had mentioned, that this is a great bounty of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala has taken it upon Himself to protect the Quran Sharif. We know that every other scripture that was revealed and sent to the Anbiya, it was the responsibility of that nation to look after it. But when it came to the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala took the responsibility of protecting the Quran Sharif upon Himself. And Allah Ta'ala, in order to do this, Allah Ta'ala has selected the hearts of these pupils and these boys and these individuals in our community. Allah Ta'ala has chosen their hearts to preserve His great glorious Kalam-e-Majeed. Of course, we have to understand that in this world, we will never truly understand the value of the Quran Sharif. It is impossible. Many, many bayans will be given, perhaps a certain degree of greatness may enter our hearts. But the true reality is that we'll only understand the greatness of this Quran Sharif when we go to the hereafter. And then we will see the greatness of every single verse of the Quran Sharif. In one riwayat is mentioned, يُقَالُ لِصَاحِبِ الْقُرْآنِ, it will be said to the Hafidul Quran, that recite the Quran Sharif and continue ascending, continue climbing the stages of Jannah. فَإِنَّ مَنْزِلَتَكَ عِنْدَ آخِرِ آيَةٍ تَقْرَأُ بِهَا وَكَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ, because your abode will be at the last verse that you complete. Ulama-i-kiram explain that look at the comparison of this world to that of the Quran Sharif. You find in this world, for the youngsters, especially the boys, we see a Ferrari, we see some supercar, we get very excited. But if the person takes all that gold, that silver, those cars, and if he has to go into the hereafter and try and buy something, whether it was simple little gold brick of the hereafter, it is absolutely useless. One hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لو كانت الدنيا تعدل عند الله جناح بعوضة ما سقى منها كافرا شربة ماء أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام, that if this world was even equivalent to the wing of a mosquito in the eye of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala would not have given the disbeliever one sip of water to drink. In other words, this world is absolutely nothing in front of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Yet, Allah has made it such that every verse of the Quran Sharif has the capacity to buy one entire stage of Jannah. Can we imagine the value of the Quran Sharif? Therefore, you'll find sometimes family members, and unfortunately, this is the nature of insan, when something becomes very prevalent, when a bounty is in abundance, any bounty is in abundance, then we find that we overlook that bounty. We don't value that bounty. Like the late Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullahi was here in this locality. So we find that we who are around Maulana, we didn't really appreciate Maulana as much as the people who came from the other places. You'll find people coming from the foreign towns. They would speak so greatly of Hazrat. And even up till now, he was always so fortunate to be in the company of Hazrat. You know who he was? What aise hai, waise hai. He was such a great wali of Allah. But because we are constantly in that person's sohbet and company, we take it for granted. In the same way, mashallah, in our South Africa, we are extremely fortunate that there is a mass production of huffaz. So we find, unfortunately, the value of the Hafiz al-Quran is being lost. And we are not realizing the value of the Quran Sharif and the value of one Hafiz of the Quran Sharif. On the day of Qiyamah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that the parents of the Hafiz al-Quran will be made to wear a crown, the brightness of which will outshine the sun. In other words, everyone on the day of judgment will be able to see that these are the parents of a Hafiz of the Quran Sharif. These are the parents of a child whose heart has preserved the kalam of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Therefore, respected elders and brothers, tonight's the bayan that we are giving, that is not the objective of tonight. The real objective of our few words is to create some kind of greatness, azmat of the Quran Sharif within our hearts. Practically every Hifz Jalsa that would take place, Hazrat Mu'ayyan Sahib Rahmatullahi would always mention this one point. He would say that yes, all these bounties are for the Hafiz al-Quran, that the parents will be made to wear a crown that will outshine the sun, and these are his stages,
and he will be given 10 passports. First of all, he will go to Jannah, and then he will be given 10 passports that in his family, those individuals who should be going to the fire of Jahannam, he will be able to intercede on their behalf and take them into Jannah. That is why, as a Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib Nawrallahu Marqadahu used to always say to the Hafiz who was completing, he said that I want to secure one passport on my behalf, on my name. And in fact, as a Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi was such a ashik of the Quran Sharif, so much of mahabbat of the Quran Sharif that he had, may Allah Ta'ala grant us that kind of azma. I recall in the masjid of Mawlana Yahya Baham Sahib, who is a Khalifa of the Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib. So he was opening the masjid, alhamdulillah we were present. And as soon as he entered the masjid had just been built, immediately he walked towards the Quran shelves. And the ulama were all around him. And so he looked at the shelf in the upper two shelves. On the upper shelf were the Quran Sharifs. On the bottom shelf there were other kitabs. He said, mashallah, shabash, you've got the Quran Sharif on top and everything else at the bottom. The kalam of Allah Ta'ala is the greatest. But then he turned around and he pointed to the musalla of the imam. He said that, mashallah, what is that? He said, imam ke liye qaleen hai. That is a musalla for the imam. Uske niche kya hai? What is beneath that? He said, it's also carpet. So he said, mashallah, for the imam you put two carpets. So I am asking you that what is the imam greater or is the kalam of Allah greater? For the imam you put two carpets, but for the Quran Sharif you couldn't even put one piece of fabric underneath. MashaAllah, the next salah there was every single shelf, there was a little fabric that was kept underneath the Quran Sharif. Then he looked at the rehal that was kept in front. He was also of the view that we should only use the rehal for the Quran Sharif. It was just his kayfiyat, his deep hearted love for the Quran Sharif. It is not a masla. But one particular rehal was kept open. He said that close it. You should only open it when the Quran Sharif is coming in. This was his love. In fact, in his madrasa, when they would install carpets, he would say, normally you find in the Darul Ulooms that they put the new carpet in the Bukhari class, in the final year class. And that carpet that's used, they then take it and put it in the his section. So he says, no. Actually, it should be the other way around. That for the Quran Sharif, you put the new carpet, and when that is used, you send that to the Bukhari class. The Bukhari is not greater than the Quran Sharif. The Quran Sharif is greater than everything else. So this was his ishq and love for the Quran Sharif. And we find similarly, and I heard this from Mawlana Yunus Sahib Rahmatullahi, Mawlana Badri Alam Sahib Nawarallahu Marqadahu, such love for the Quran Sharif he had, that whenever a hafiz of the Quran Sharif would come in his presence, though that hafiz of the Quran was a small child, and if he was lying down on his bed, he would make sure that his feet would not face in the direction of the hafiz of the Quran Sharif. And this was due to his love for the Quran Sharif. Allah Ta'ala made it such that when he was buried in Madinatul Munawwara, in Jannatul Baqi, then they kept on opening his grave because we know they recycle the graves there. And every time they opened his grave, they found that his body was preserved. Eventually they placed a stone there and they said, this is the Sheikh, and his grave should not be touched. So Allah Ta'ala gave him such a maqam due to the love for the Quran Sharif. Of course, many things, we just don't know which amal of a person is accepted and maqbool in the eye of Allah because of which Allah Ta'ala grants the person a high stage. A certain example comes to mind. We were traveling in the company of my Shaykh, Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Mazhar Sahib, Daman Barakatuhum, and we went to one particular town, and the host took Hazrat to the local graveyard where his respected father was buried to recite some du'as and make some du'a, send isale thawab to the deceased. So Hazrat inquired that, where is your grandfather buried? Is he also buried here? He said, no Hazrat, have you not heard the story of my grandfather? He said, what is the story? He said that many, many years ago, in those days, he went for Hajj, saved up a lot of money over a period of time, and in those days they would go by ship. And the Hajj would be sometimes a 4-month, 6-month event by the time they travel, reach one port, next port. So 6 months and then only they would return. So they would travel in a large group. So he said they went for Hajj. And either it was a few days before the Hajj or a few days after the Hajj, they went to Mu'alla, the graveyard in Makkah al-Mukarramah. And there, he says, my grandfather was a very humorous personality. And so, one of the graves was open, prepared for the next person who passes away. So he says, my grandfather jumped into this grave, and he joked to all the friends, he says, now all of you make dua, I'm going to make dua, you say ameen. Make dua that this grave becomes my abode. So everyone jokingly, they said ameen. He came out of the grave, they went for zuhr salah, after zuhr they ate lunch, and immediately after lunch he experienced some pains, chest pains, he passed away, and he says, my grandfather got buried in exactly that same grave. So Hazrat asked him, they tell me, what amal? Can you recall what action your grandfather did that Allah Ta'ala gave him such a high stage, such a beautiful death, such a mubarak death? He said, Hazrat, he had a lot of love for deen and a lot of love for ulama. Great amount of mahabbat for ulama. Any alim that would come to that locality, he would go out of his way, he would show mahabbat for him. So we just don't know, respected elders and brothers, that what action of a person can be accepted in the eye of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, Hazrat wouldn't even make his feet face in the direction of that hafiz of the Quran Sharif. This shows the great amount of azmat and the greatness of the Quran Sharif had gone to the deepest recess of their hearts. So therefore, respected elders and brothers, tonight is extremely joyous occasion. But as I had mentioned, Hazrat would always also highlight that remember that every single title comes with a set of corresponding responsibilities. And as parents, grandparents, family members, we need to understand that this child who has got the Quran Sharif in his heart is no ordinary child. Again, example of Hazrat Mawlana Sahib Rahmatullah, he says that if a person is selected by the king, he's selected by the king of a country to work in his palace. So now that person is no ordinary person. We say that this person is working for the royal family. He's working in the palace of the king. So now he cannot be like any ordinary person. He cannot conduct himself like any ordinary person in the street because he's working in the close proximity of the king. He's a very special person. He has been selected by the king. He has been chosen by the king. He cannot do what everyone else is doing. In the same way, this hafiz of the Quran Sharif has been selected by Allah Ta'ala. His heart has been chosen by Allah Ta'ala to preserve the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore he cannot be doing what any other child is doing. Maulana Rahmatullah Ali mentioned, he said, I went to one person's home and whilst discussing, his son arrived from the Hifz class. So he said, son walked inside with the Quran Sharif and the father started boasting that, Maulana, my son is doing Hifz, make dua. But Hazrat says, what the son did is he took the Quran Sharif and he put it on top of the television screen. So Hazrat said, look at this. Now, unfortunately, the home environment was not conducive. The parents were not creating an environment at home that was conducive for the Quran, for the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, we make an appeal to the parents that if we want our children to go into the line of deen, we want them to become the hafiz and bearers of the Quran Sharif, then we have to ensure that our homes are conducive to this. The cell phones, we find today parents are giving their children free access to the cell phones. And what happens thereafter? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. And nevertheless, we do not want to prolong the program. We want to get to the highlight of the program, the actual completion of the Quran Sharif. And we take this occasion to express our gratitude to the parents for the sacrifices that they have made for believing in the madrasa and the asatiza-i-kiram. And of course, this completion of the Quran Sharif is not the achievement of one individual. Sometimes we find that the Hifz Ustad, mashallah, he's getting all the credit. But the reality is that there is a chain of individuals and there is a whole process. And many people are involved in the production of this hafiz of the Quran Sharif. That appa who taught the child alif, ba, ta, tha, that person who motivated this boy when he was giving up, everyone has got a share in that person becoming a hafiz of the Quran Sharif. Sometimes it is the mother who's sacrificing her time to listen to this boy. She's got the children that are jumping from this side to that side. She's tired and exhausted, but she's motivating the son, pushing him so that he finishes the Quran Sharif. So it is not only the ustad of the that is to be given the credit, but all these individuals. And therefore we use this platform to thank each and every individual who assisted these pupils and any of our huffaz in our localities who assisted them to complete the Quran Sharif. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give each and every one a full share, and we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserves the Quran Sharif in the hearts of these huffaz, and Allah ta'ala make them ba'amal wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Jazakallahu khair. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq and ability of making amal on the advices that were given to us. And indeed, respected friends and analysts, as Maulana mentioned, that this is a effort that is put from all sides. Every single ustad of the child, that apa of the child, plays a great role in the life of the child. A child that learns that elementary levels of the Qur'ani Majid from that apa. Many of us, respected friends and elders here that are seated, we have all gone to maktab, some madrasa or the other, in our life. Many of us remember our apas that had taught us in madrasa. Respected friends and elders, something else to think about. How many of us on a daily basis or even a weekly basis make dua for that apa? Make dua for that person who taught us that kitab, that alif ba. Respected friends and elders, I heard not very long ago, some years ago, Hazrat Mu Abdul Hamid Sahab, Damat Barakatum, his ma'mool and his tartibis, he has a page or a chart with all the names of his asatiza. And every morning that he reads his Yasin Sharif, whatever Quran he reads, he selects one of his asatiza and he sends this as Isale Sawab to that ustad of his. And then he puts a tick there. And the following day, the next ustad. So respected friends and elders, every single one of us, every day that we read our Yasin, we should also make this. It is an easy tartib. A person makes a list of names of his grandparents, of his parents, of all those who have passed on, even those that are living, his asatiza. And every day after reciting the Yasin Sharif, pass on the sawab to that person. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and ability, respected friends and elders. The two huffaz that we'll be completing today, one is Muhammad Voraji, who is the son of Hafiz Zahir Voraji, who is present here. And Muhammad, mashallah, together with his school, he made a lot of effort, mashallah, and he completed his hifz. He's at the moment, currently in the grade 9 class, but together with his school, mashallah, he completed his hifz. So this is something that we should take lesson from, or rather something, encouragement for the youngsters, that even together with your schooling, it is possible, inshallah, to complete your Qur'an-i Majid as well. And the second person who will be completing the Qur'an-i Majid is Hafiz Yusuf Motala. And he has also made a lot of effort, tremendous efforts, every day, daily traveling from Marion Hill to Overport. And mashallah, he has also completed. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accept their efforts, their efforts of their parents, of their asatiza. We call upon Yusuf Motala to complete the Qur'an-i Majid.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقيل اليوم ننساكم كما نسيتم لقاء يومكم هذا ومأواكم النار وما لكم من ناصرين ذلكم بأنكم اتخذتم آيات الله هزوا وغرتكم الحياة الدنيا فاليوم لا يخرجون منها ولا هم يستعتبون فلله الحمد رب السماوات والأرض فلله الحمد رب السماوات والأرض ورب العرض فلله الحمد رب السماوات ورب الأرض رب العالمين وله الكبرياء في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وهم بالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. صدق الله العظيم.
محمد فرج.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقيل اليوم ننساكم كما نسيتم لقاء يومكم هذا ومأواكم النار وما لكم من ناصرين. ذلكم بأنكم اتخذتم آيات الله هزوا وغرتكم الحياة الدنيا فاليوم لا يخرجون منها ولا هم يستعتبون. فلله الحمد رب السماوات ورب الأرض رب العالمين وله الكبرياء في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم.
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهله وصل وسلم على محمد كما أنت أهله وافعل بنا كما أنت أهله فإنك أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة اللهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم واجعله لنا إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار واجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين اللهم اجعلنا من أهل القرآن الذين هم أهلك وخاصتك يا رب العالمين اللهم اجعلنا ممن يقرأ القرآن فيرقى ولا تجعلنا ممن يقرأ القرآن فيشقى أو كريم الله رحيم الله most forgiving Allah most loving Allah most caring Allah Ya Allah it is your great fadila and bounty upon us Ya Allah that you accepted us in such a mubarak gathering Ya Allah in which your kalam majid has been completed Ya Allah it has been memorized from cover to cover over 6,500 verses Ya Allah Ya Allah, your verses have been memorized and preserved in the hearts of these boys, Ya Allah. O Allah, on this auspicious occasion, Ya Allah, when we have learned from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that thousands of angels descend upon such a gathering. It is a gathering in which du'as are readily accepted, Ya Allah. O Allah, we are raising our begging bowls in this Mubarak gathering, Ya Allah. O Allah, we know we are extremely sinful servants of yours, Ya Allah. But O Allah, it is never too late for us, Ya Allah. We are stretching our begging bowls before you tonight in this Mubarak gathering, Ya Allah, in which the Nazira of the Quran Sharif has been completed by the Masoom children, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have the elderly in our midst, Ya Allah. We have little children, Masoom children in our midst, Ya Allah. O Allah, little babies, Ya Allah, also, Ya Allah, in this gathering, Ya Allah, from the woman's side, Ya Allah.
O Allah, in such, Ya Allah, in the presence of such individuals, Your mercy descends, Ya Allah. Hum gunahgar hai, hum siyahkar hai, hum badkar hai, mujrim aur khatakar hai, Ya Allah. Extremely sinful servants, Ya Allah. Soaked in sins from head to toe, Ya Allah. But O Allah, You have, Ya Allah, an ocean of forgiveness, Ya Allah. O Allah, just one drop from Your ocean of forgiveness, Ya Allah, is sufficient to wipe away the sins of the entire humanity, Ya Allah. O Allah, hum sab ki maghfirat kar de, Ya Allah. Forgive each and every one of us, Ya Allah. Forgive our major sins, Ya Allah. Our minor sins, Ya Allah. Those which we committed knowingly, Ya Allah. Unknowingly, Ya Allah. In the light of day or darkness of night, Ya Allah. O Allah, there is no such thing as darkness for You, Ya Allah. You saw everything, Ya Allah. You knew everything, Ya Allah. Nothing was hidden from You, Ya Allah. O Allah, a little tiny blank ant, Ya Allah. In the darkest of nights, Ya Allah. Under a dark rock, Ya Allah. You are well aware of its movements, Ya Allah. You saw everything, Ya Allah. You heard everything, Ya Allah. You are aware of everything, Ya Allah. But yet, Ya Allah, You still, Ya Allah, gave us, Ya Allah, a rope, Ya Allah. You still tolerated us, Ya Allah. Had it been any other Allah, the moment we committed a sin, the moment we used our tongue incorrectly, He would have made us dumb. The moment we listened to haram, He would have made us deaf. The moment we touched haram, He would have paralyzed us, Ya Allah. But oh Allah, we commit sins from the morning till evening. But oh Allah, You still shower upon us bounties upon bounties, Ya Allah. Ah, such a Kareem Allah, such a Haleem Allah. Oh Allah, You can see the regret and remorse in our hearts, Ya Allah. Ham nadim hai, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Change the condition of our hearts, Ya Allah. It is a Mubarak gathering, Ya Allah. In the presence of the Malaika, Ya Allah. When Your rahmat is descended, Ya Allah, how long are we going to continue in this line of disobedience, Ya Allah? How long are we going to stay far away from Your door, Ya Allah? Change the direction of our hearts, Ya Allah. Change the inclination of our hearts, Ya Allah. Hawa o hirs wala dil badal de. Hawa o hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de. Allah, change the condition of our hearts, Ya Allah. Hame musaffa, mujalla, muzakka dil ata farma, Ya Allah. Give us clean, purified hearts, Ya Allah. Make us Yours and become ours, Ya Allah. Allah, make us Yours and become ours, Ya Allah. Koi mujhse pooje, me kya mangta hu? Me apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Wo ho jaye mera, me ho jau uska. Yehi raat din me dua mangta hu. If someone has to ask us, then why are you crying before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What are you asking for? We will say that we are asking from Allah, Allah. We want Allah to become ours, Ya Allah. Allah bless us, Ya Allah, with barakat in our homes, Ya Allah. Barakat in our wealth, Ya Allah. Barakat in our time, Ya Allah. Barakat in every single bounty that You have granted us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, our lives are melting away like a block of ice on a sunny day. Umr ho rahi hai mithl barf kam. Umr ho rahi hai mithl barf kam. Chubke chubke rafta dam rafta dam madam. Ya Allah, we are edging closer to our graves, Ya Allah. Qadam su'e marqad, nazar su'e dunya. Kaha ja rahe ho, ki dar dekhta hu. Ya Allah, we are moving towards our grave. Yet, Ya Allah, we are so engrossed in this world, Ya Allah. We are so captivated by this temporary world, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we have to leave this world one day, Ya Allah. When the time of death comes, Ya Allah, take us to Madina Sharif, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in this very masjid, Ya Allah. How often we used to hear this dua, Ya Allah. This deep-hearted cry, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, You accepted the dua, was it by Nusab, rahmatullah alayhi. How fortunate we were, Ya Allah, to be in His presence, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, all those advices, Ya Allah. All those tawajjuhat, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, let it be a means of changing our lives, Ya Allah. Let it be a means of hidayat for others too, Ya Allah. Hazrat had such a moderate mizaj, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, such hamdardi, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, He united people, Ya Allah. Today the ummah has been fragmented into a million pieces, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, He used to make dua, Ya Allah. And what a mubarak death You granted Him, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we are nowhere near Him, Ya Allah. But oh Allah, we are looking at Your khazana, Ya Allah. We are looking at Your treasures, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, what were we really deserving of, Ya Allah? We were not even deserving, Ya Allah, to receive iman, Ya Allah.
But oh Allah, your sifat of kareemi, ya Allah. You blessed us with iman, ya Allah. Oh Allah, therefore, ya Allah, we are beseeching you, ya Allah. Give us a mubarak death, ya Allah. In Medina Sharif, ya Allah. At the road I aqdas of Nabi Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But oh Allah, if it is been muqaddar day, wherever it may be, ya Allah, let it be a death of barakat, ya Allah. Do not let the angel of death find us in any sin, ya Allah. Oh Allah, what embarrassment and humiliation that will be, that if it is said to Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that a certain ummati of yours passed away in sin, at a disco, in a cinema, ya Allah, give us the realization that the angel of death can strike at any moment, ya Allah. Oh Allah, bless us with the noble akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved his ummah so dearly, ya Allah. He cried for his ummah so much, ya Allah. How much of muhabbat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for his ummah. More love than any parent can have for their child. More love than any mother can have for her child. To the extent, ya Allah, that on the day of Qiyamah, when every single Nabi, when every single parent will run and worry about nothing but themselves, ya Rabbi, nafsi, nafsi. But on that Mubarak day, on that great day of Qiyamah, my Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam will forget himself. And he will say, ya Rabbi, ummati, ummati. Ya Allah, that is the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Allah, he sacrificed for our sake, ya Allah. In Makkatul Mukarramah, ya Allah, he was mocked at, ya Allah. Was sworn at, ya Allah. Thorns were placed in his path. That Nabi for whom flowers should have been placed, ya Allah. But thorns were placed in his pathway, ya Allah. Ya Allah, when he went down in sajda before Ka'batullah Sharif, the filthy intestines of a camel were placed on his Mubarak back, ya Allah. Oh Allah, in Tabuk, ya Allah, in Taif, ya Allah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walked and walked in the scorching heat, ya Allah. With great anticipation and hope that the people will bring iman. Instead, ya Allah, he was chased like a dog, ya Allah. In Uhud, his teeth, Mubarak, was shattered, ya Allah. Ya Allah, how much of difficulty for the sake of his ummah. But ya Allah, today, that very ummah for whom Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sacrificed so much. That very ummah for whom Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam united, ya Allah. Those tribes, ya Allah, that were fragmented, ya Allah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam united them, ya Allah. He brought them together. He made them like brothers, ya Allah. Today, ya Allah, we have fragmented the ummah into a million pieces, ya Allah. Oh Allah, unite the hearts of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Unite the hearts of parents and children, ya Allah. Unite the hearts of brothers and sisters, ya Allah. Unite the hearts of family members, ya Allah. Oh Allah, why should we continue disuniting, ya Allah? Indeed, there will be differences, ya Allah. But oh Allah, let our hearts be united, ya Allah. Let us tolerate our differences, ya Allah. But let us never divide our hearts, ya Allah. Oh Allah, protect our hearts from, ya Allah, malice and hatred for each other, ya Allah. Oh Allah, protect us from jealousy, ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from pride, ya Allah. Bless us with humility, ya Allah. Bless us with fanayat, ya Allah. Oh Allah, make us a means of hidayat for others, ya Allah. Accept us all for the khidmat of your Mubarak deen, ya Allah. Oh Allah, this, ya Allah, khatam of the Quran Sharif, the Nazira khatam of the Quran Sharif, ya Allah. These pupils who have completed the recitation of the Quran Sharif, ya Allah. Oh Allah, purify their hearts by means of the Quran Sharif, ya Allah. Oh Allah, accept them, ya Allah, for the hifz of the Quran Sharif, ya Allah. Accept them for the khidmat of your deen, ya Allah. Oh Allah, and these pupils who have memorized the Quran Sharif, ya Allah. Indeed, ya Allah, it is the effort, ya Allah, of their parents, ya Allah. It is the motivation of their parents, ya Allah. Oh Allah, reward their parents abundantly, ya Allah. Make these boys a means of sadaqah jariyah for their parents, ya Allah. An investment for the parents, ya Allah. A means of great happiness on the day of Qiyamah for the parents, ya Allah. Oh Allah, bless the parents, ya Allah. Oh Allah, with the understanding, ya Allah. Ya Allah, that they will direct their children in the correct manner and create a conducive environment, ya Allah. Oh Allah, preserve the Quran Sharif in the hearts of these children, ya Allah. Oh Allah, that Appa who taught these boys how to learn the Alif Ba'ta, ya Allah, reward them abundantly, ya Allah. And every individual, every ustad, that was a means of, ya Allah, these boys completing the Quran Sharif, oh Allah, give them a full share of the reward, ya Allah. There is no shortage in your treasures, ya Allah. Oh Allah, there is absolutely no shortage, Ya Allah, except each and every one of us, Ya Allah, for the tilawat of the Quran Sharif, Ya Allah. And oh Allah, accept some portion of our heart, Ya Allah. Oh Ya Allah, accept, Ya Allah, make it such that we memorize some portion of the Quran Sharif in our hearts, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, attach our hearts to the Quran Sharif, Ya Allah. Fill our hearts with the atmat of the Quran Sharif, Ya Allah. Fill our hearts with the ishq of the Quran Sharif, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, Ya Allah, fill our hearts with the greatness of the Quran Sharif, with the love of the Quran Sharif, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, keep our bond secure with the Quran Majid, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, grant us all the tawfiq, Ya Allah, to fulfill the rights of all those who have rights upon us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, grant us all, Ya Allah, good health, Ya Allah, prosperity, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, those who are going through financial difficulties, Ya Allah, alleviate, Ya Allah. Prior to the Isha Salah, Ya Allah, one brother came and, or prior to the Maghrib Salah, one brother, Ya Allah, came and asked for du'as through going through financial difficulties. And so many others of this nature, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, alleviate the difficulties, Ya Allah. There is no shortage in your treasures, Ya Allah. You are the provider, Ya Allah. You provide for us and make us independent, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, and those who have been blessed with wealth, Ya Allah, grant them the tawfiq, Ya Allah, to assist the poor, the needy, the orphans, the widows, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, give us the realization that this life in this world is temporary, Ya Allah. We have to leave this world one day, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, our clothing will be removed from our bodies, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we will leave our beautiful cars behind, our homes behind, our wealth behind, our cell phones behind. The women folk, Ya Allah, their jewelry, their appliances, Ya Allah, their beautiful curtains and ornaments, all will be left behind, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we will go and into that grave absolutely alone. And as the person said, Ya Allah, shukriya qabr tak ponchane walo shukriya. Shukriya qabr tak ponchane walo shukriya. Ab is manzil se akele hi chale jayenge hum. Oh Allah, now when the person is in the grave, the family and the brothers and children will sit for a little while, but then they will return back to the world. And the person is left all alone, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, when we go into that grave, Ya Allah, it will be our a'mal, our good deeds, that will be our partner in our company, Ya Allah. Give us the realization that we have to invest in our akhirat, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, make our hisab kitab easy, Ya Allahumma hasibna hisaban yaseera. Allahumma hasibna hisaban yaseera. Oh Allah, when the time of death comes, Ya Allah, give us a mubarak death, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, make us of those who drink from the hawd of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the hand, Mubarak hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, these people who have memorized the Quran Sharif, Ya Allah, preserve the Quran Sharif in their hearts, Ya Allah. Make them hafiz ba'amal, Ya Allah. Make them alim ba'amal, Ya Allah. Accept them for the khidmat of your deen, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, make them pious and nek, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, bless them with the best of dunya and akhirat, Ya Allah. Bless them with serenity, prosperity, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, bless them with hasana fi dunya wal akhirah. Oh Allah, bless them with afiyat fi dareen, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, accept them for the khidmat of your deen, Ya Allah. Make them a means of many, many more individuals memorizing the Quran Sharif, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, our madrasa and all the madaris, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, preserve it and protect it, Ya Allah. Jitne bhi deeni kaam ho raha hai, sab ko qubool farma, Ya Allah. Accept all the works of deen that are taking place, Ya Allah. The masajid, the madaris, Ya Allah. Make this masjid abad till the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah. Make the markaz of hidayat, Ya Allah. Our madrasa too, Ya Allah. Make it such that we produce the ghazalis, the rumis, the bukharis of the time, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, accept each and every one of us, Ya Allah. Overlook our weaknesses and our shortcomings, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we know that we are extremely sinful servants of yours, Ya Allah. Agarche pur khata hai, par kaha jaye tera banda, tere dar par, tera banda ba ummeed karam aaya. Oh Allah, we have raised our begging bowls before you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we are knocking at your door, Ya Allah. You are the most merciful of those who show mercy, Ya Allah. That child who has run away from the mother, Ya Allah, due to being stubborn, or perhaps the mother has chased the child away, but the mother is the mother after all. In the late portion of the night, the child returns to the door, knocks at the door and says, "Oh my mother, forgive me, I have made a mistake. Please open the door." Ya Allah, our mother is a mother after all. The mother opens the door and brings the child back in. Oh Allah, you are more merciful than any mother. Oh Allah, Nabi Kareem Sa'asim has informed us that Allah becomes more excited and happy when the banda returns to him than that individual who has lost his camel in the desert and the camel suddenly returns. That person becomes so excited. Allahu afrah. Allah becomes even more excited than that person. Ya Allah, we are agreed at your door, Ya Allah. Do not turn your glance of rahmat away from us, Ya Allah. There is no other door for us besides your door, Ya Allah. If a beggar is chased from one home, that beggar can still go to another home. Ya Allah, if a dog is chased from one butcher, that dog can still go to another butcher. But oh Allah, hum gande, if you turn your glance of rahmat away from us, phir hum kaha jaye, there is no other door for us besides your door. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.